I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Tennessee man dressed as a pirate was arrested for breaking into a home. Officer said the man was wearing a black pirate hat, a black vest, brown jacket, and red gloves and boots.
Show me your booty.
He also told the police his name was...
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that's what he told them. And I saw the mug shot. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see this. I'll put it up on the blog later at RadioNowIndy.com. He looks like a methed out Captain Jack Sparrow. It looks like he was trying to dress up as a pirate because he's got some... it looks like makeup maybe or... blood, I don't know,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, see, this guy is an idiot. If he wouldn't have gone and gotten a criminal record, maybe he could have been like a stand-in body double at Disney World, made some money.
Do you think they have standards for all that?
Of course. They have multiple people for each thing.
Okay, I was going to say, when times are tough, you never know. Like, okay, let's hear your line.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, that'll do. Put down the rum. Let's head over to Minnesota for our next dummy of the day. A Minnesota State Trooper spotted a guy speeding down Interstate 394 back on August 31st. He was on a motorcycle. He was doing a bunch of dangerous stuff, trying to do tricks, and he was wearing a full panda costume.
Panda.
He had a big stuffed head, too. Could you imagine, like, being a giant panda going down the highway with that hat on?
It's Liddy.
That's just crazy. That's just stupid. Yeah.
Pandemonium.
Fortunately, the guy didn't crash as he rode no-handed, weaved in and out of traffic, and the cops were able to catch up with him, and they pulled him over. He told them he was trying to go viral. Why is everybody trying to go viral?
Because everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame, and it's definitely possible now more than it ever was.
That's so dumb, though.
He could have been a furry.
Yeah, do you think he was too embarrassed to admit that he was a furry?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe he was, and he just didn't want to admit that, so he just said, I want to go viral.
I think he's my cousin or second cousin, somebody that's related to me. He's the guy that came to my wedding a couple of years ago, and the gift they brought me was homemade moonshine, and I just didn't trust it, so I thanked him, I took it, and I poured it out when I got home.
Your own cousin?
Drink it.
No, he's like, oh man, this one tastes like grape juice.
Yikes.
I'm like, I'm cool. Well, the reason I bring that fun moonshine-making cousin up is him and his wife are furries. They
How
dress.
Do you know?
I'll show you photos later. I can't post his photos online, but I'll show you guys the photos. He really, like, him and his wife dress up. He has a costume.
They're open about it? Like, they put it on Facebook?
On Facebook. You know how, like, some people, like, they buy, like, a $1,000 car and put $5,000 rims on them?
Yeah.
Like that? That's him, like, or them. Like they don't have a lot of money, but they probably spend all their money on their furry costumes. But, like, they don't have any clothing or anything else.
Wow.
But, yeah, like, I didn't... Listen, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm going to be out there publicly and say right now, I have family member related to me that are furries.
And where are these cousins from?
They're like the downriver, kind of the trashy part of Michigan. Oh. Like, you know, near Detroit, but they're downriver. So, but yeah, so there's furry. So maybe this guy was a furry. I don't know. Maybe he was in a furry in a hurry trying to get to some convention or something
furry
like that.
Furry in a hurry.
But he rode no-handed, did all these crazy things, and they did catch him. He told them he was trying to go viral, and it's not clear who was filming him because nobody else was around.
Exactly, because he's actually a furry.
He was cited for reckless driving, and the cops confiscated his panda suit. What? His panda suit? All right, and final dummy of the day today on the Joe and Alex Show. Someone in Wisconsin called 911 around 3:25 in the morning. Ooh, the witching hour. This happened on Monday because she'd been woken up by loud noises. It sounded like people were getting it on.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You ever been in a room or somewhere nearby and you heard people like getting really, really loud?
No.
I was in a shady hotel one time when my wife and I were going back to Michigan. We were planning our wedding and stuff. Everything's wedding related today. And we were like halfway between Grand Rapids, Michigan and Evansville, Indiana, kind of just a little north of Indy, I think. We were some shady motel. And this couple, it must have been like some kind of like an orgy or gang. Something was going on. And I could hear like... and sounds I don't even want to repeat.
Jeez.
So I don't blame this lady for calling 911 because she heard these loud noises coming from a parked car in front of her house. So you got to hear from the street to your house through
That's
everything.
Loud.
Yeah, really loud. A cop came, walked up to the gold Pontiac Grand Am and noticed the windows were fogged up. You ever got it on in a Grand Am, baby? Yeah, they were all foggy, and the car was a-rockin', so he did what he should not have done, and the cop, of course, knocked.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a rule, right? Even the law says when a car's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. He knocked and knocked, but 21-year-old Bailey and 20-year-old Emily didn't stop. The cops waited. I can't believe the cop waited 5 minutes, but when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight in and told them to get out. Now, carefully, obviously, make sure they don't have any guns or any weapons. Bailey was very angry and told the cop, quote, he was blocking him. He was blocking him. He was rooster blocking him. And he was giving him, quote, blue balls. They were both arrested for lewd and, lascivious behavior.
Mischievous?
No, it's lascivious.
Listerine?
Yes, Listerine behavior. And Bailey was also charged with disorderly conduct. Oh, my gosh.
They're going to need their mouths washed out.
Yeah, who knows where their mouths were. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Stephen Avery, the man convicted in the killing of a woman in the subject of the Netflix series Making a Murderer, has been denied a request for a new trial. Avery's request was rejected yesterday by a Wisconsin circuit judge. Avery had argued that his conviction back in 2005 was based on planted evidence and false testimony. He's serving life in prison. Hugh Hefner's death certificate says that he ultimately died of cardiac arrest, but he was also battling a few other ailments. The document says that the Playboy founder was suffering from septicemia. That's a severe inflammation of body tissues triggered by an infection in the blood. He's also been dealing with an E. coli bacterial infection. Both of those illnesses are listed as contributing factors to his death. O.J. Simpson recently became a free man, and the disgraced NFL player plans to blow off his post-prison steam at a sleazy brothel in Nevada. Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff reached out to him just days before his release in order to set up a special sexy celebration. He says there are still a lot of moving parts to the Bunny Ranch visit, and it all depends on O.J.'s schedules and meeting with the parole officers. But what's more is they've already designated which brothel employee is going to get with him if he comes there. She is an exact lookalike of Simpson's late wife, Nicole Brown Simpson.
That is, that's creepy.
Is that not disturbing?
A little disturbing for sure.
Yeah. Insiders say that Max Shermerskovsky, or whatever you say, however you say his name.
Lay off the vodka, Alex.
And Vanessa Lachey's partnership is not going well behind the ballroom curtain on Dancing with the Stars. The source says there's a lot of fighting going on behind the scenes. Their personalities are very similar, so they disagree about everything. Hey, it sounds like us.
Exactly. But it's like, wait, they're similar personalities?
They're similar. They're not different.
Well, that's weird, because we're complete opposites. We are. Like, we're both good people, but everything else, we're complete opposites?
Yeah.
But man, like, they see each other probably more than we do if they're dancing all day. Oh, gosh.
For sure. So it says their personalities are very similar, so they disagree about everything. They refuse to give in to one another. The insider says they're playing nice for the cameras, but both are miserable paired with each other. Their lack of chemistry hasn't affected their scores, however. So far, they've landed at the top of the leaderboard for their performances. Max was a no-show on Monday's episode.
That's just like us. We're killing it. Yeah.
Sam Smith sparked rumors he's dating 13 Reasons Why star Brandon Flynn after the two were spotted kissing in New York City. Brandon plays Justin Foley in the Netflix series. The Stay With Me singer was seen strolling with his arm around the actor before the pair indulged in a public embrace and kiss over the weekend. Then on Monday, the pair was seen grabbing dinner together at Catch NYC with a few friends. Lance Bass wanted to donate blood after the Las Vegas massacre, but couldn't because he's gay. The former NSYNC singer tweeted, "How is it still illegal for gays to donate blood? I want to donate and I'm not allowed." That's because the FDA warns that men who have had sex with men in the last year should not be permitted to give blood. And Jason Aldean has canceled concerts for the remainder of the week out of respect for the victims in the Las Vegas massacre. He said it's the right thing to do. It's been an emotional time for everyone involved this week, so we plan to take some time to mourn the ones that we have lost. The tour will resume October 12th in Tulsa. Jason said our first time back on stage will be a very tough and emotional thing for us, but we will all get through it together and honor the people we lost by doing the only thing we know how to do, which is play our songs for them. That is the garbage.
So yesterday was a very special day. You know what day it was, right?
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Yeah, it was October 3rd.
Mean Girls Day.
I didn't even know it was Mean Girls Day till Alex was like, you have to play.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's
October 3rd.
Now, I've heard of Mean Girls. I knew Lindsay Lohan was in it, but that's about all that I really knew about the movie.
And Joe is even festive today after seeing Mean Girls for the first time. He's got his pink shirt on. I want my pink shirt back!
Yeah, where's everybody's pink at today? I thought on Wednesdays we wore pink.
Well, we've seen it before.
Yeah, we've already seen it. We've celebrated for years.
Yeah,
you're behind.
Lindsay Lohan's a movie, and you found out your wife, Lindsay Pesh, owns the movie. I can't believe you haven't watched it yet.
She owns the movie, and if you want to see it, if you have Netflix, we actually watched it on Netflix last night. It's on Netflix right now. I didn't even know that. So if you do want to watch this after my review, and I want you guys to hop in here too and give me your thoughts on it.
Joe, you're acting like there are other people that have never seen the movie. You're the only one that's never seen Mean Girls.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that may not have seen this movie you speak of. But my thoughts on Mean Girls.
Yes, I'm dying to know. Dying!
I can't believe I waited 13 years to watch this movie.
Yeah?
It was that good.
Yeah!
It was honestly the whole movie from beginning to end.
Fire.
If I could give it fire emojis, it would get 5 fire emojis out of 5. It was a great movie. I should have seen it a long time ago. It's a movie I'll definitely see again,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can watch it over and over and over again. Did you laugh?
The whole time, the cast was great. Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Tina Fey as the teacher, Tim Meadows as the principal. One of the guys, I forget who he is, but I like to watch The Blacklist. It's kind of like a mystery thing on, I believe it's NBC. And the guy, like one of the lead detectives, he's like a little high school football player in there. I'm like, wait a minute.
But oh,
like,
really?
But yeah, but I forgot this movie's all the way back in 2004. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. But it's like, it's so crazy. And like, I love Tim Meadows. He's in there as the principal, yep, which he's funny and awkward when him and the teacher Tina Fey like meet each other. And I think they kind of have a crush on each other. And it's like, well, how was your summer? It's like, oh, well, my carpal tunnel's back. It's like, what was he doing with that hand? And then Tina Fey is like, she spills coffee all over her shirt, takes her shirt off, kind of flashes the class. I don't know. I thought the whole movie throughout the entire thing had such, I don't know the word, subtle humor, but you had to pay attention. It wasn't always words that they spoke that was funny. It was the actions and the body language and things that they did. I love Caddy. Which I would kill my wife if we named our kid that way. But her name's Katie, but Caddy is how they spell it.
I'm going to call you Katie.
That was played by Lindsay Lohan. And I guess her character is from Africa. And she's never, ever actually been to school. She's always been homeschooled. So it was so funny. All throughout the movie, there were different times when she would like have these little montages or scenes of what was going on. Like when they were in the food court, she's like, well, this reminds me when we were around the watering hole in Africa. And, like all the animals fighting. And all the kids would be kids, but they would be fighting and going around like monkeys and gorillas. And like tackling each other.
This is mesmerizing to me. It is so interesting. You said 13 years since Mean Girls came out. It is one of the most popular movies of all time. And hearing somebody now in 2017 that just watched it for the first time, them dissecting it and how Joe, it's giving me so much pure joy to hear Joe like experience the same happiness because he's feeling all those emotions. I remember the moment I saw it for the first time. I was in fifth grade. I was like, this is the greatest movie ever. Like everything he's feeling, it just makes my heart happy because I'm like experiencing watching it for the first time vicariously through him now.
I don't remember all of them, but I think that like when like a good thing that makes any movie good, no matter what it is, a scary movie, a sad movie, whatever it is, a funny comedy like this, is the lines that you can remember and quote.
Or yes,
like
any good TV show. What were your faves?
I didn't pull up, but it's like, you whore. That was kind of funny.
boo, you whore.
Yeah, boo, you whore. I like on Wednesdays we wear pink, and then I never got it, but
on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
You don't remember that part?
No, I do remember that part, but I'm saying I think there's so many other lines. Like that's why I come to you guys. You're big fans of the movie Mean Girls. What are some of your other favorite lines that you have?
She doesn't even go here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's at the very end of the movie. Okay, the very end of the movie right there.
Yeah, that's iconic. The word vomit part was iconic.
There's so many great lines in there. You can tweet us, Joe and Alex, show your favorite line.
Doesn't he look sexy with his hair pushed back? Tell Aaron he looks sexy with his hair pushed back. All that sweatpants is all that fits me right now. I mean, you can go on. There is not a girl in America who is, you know, under like 35 that cannot quote that entire movie practically.
I loved in the cafeteria, like all the different cliques, like, oh, here sits like the Asian nerds. Here sits like all these different things.
It's real life.
It's totally real life.
And he's got the baloney on his face.
Yeah, just all kinds of stuff like that.
The whole movie was so fetch, right?
I was just going to say, that was my next thing. The one girl, I forget her name,
Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah, last name Wieners, her dad. What did he invent?
Toaster strudel.
Toaster strudel. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder Alex likes this. It could have been that or Pop-Tarts. She would have been in love.
I always wanted to be Gretchen in the movie.
We need help. I would like to, sometime in the existence of the show, make a word up and then have listeners and people in Indy like use it.
Oh, I've done that before.
What have you come up with?
I did that on the air where I used to work, and we used the hashtag fartbox27.
Okay.
And we would just like get that trending, and it had no rhyme, reason, or meaning. It was just random, and the listeners took it, and it went like crazy on Twitter. Fartbox27.
Then we need to start doing something like that, just to get out there, make our own little fetch or fletch. What is it? Fetch?
Fetch.
Fetch right there. So many great things, though. I recommend checking it out. I love at the end when the burn book comes out, everybody starts fighting in the school. Then the principal tries to get them all to get along. Finally, Tina Fey has to step in there. They do this trust fall. Then the one girl,
yes.
Then nobody catches the one girl when she does the trust fall. And it's like, I'm like, ooh, that hurt.
Oh, remember whenever the mom finds the vase and she's like, this is from the Umdebele tribe. Don't you care? Or whatever she said.
Or Regina George's mom, she's got she's got hard fake boobs. And you see the dog's just gnawing on her boob like a chew toy.
Yep.
I recommend it. Like I said, it's straight fire.
Joe, you don't need to write. Everyone's already seen it.
No. Trust me. If you've not seen Mean Girls, I would go check it out.
What?
Get it in the bargain bin. Whatever you got to do.
Scott says, I haven't seen Mean Girls. Appreciate the review. And then we got a couple favorite quotes. Danielle said, you go Glen Coco on Twitter. And Caitlin said, whatever. I'm getting cheese fries. She said, my life motto, I swear.
Catchphrase going on right now. Your chance to win a family 4-pack to the Children's Museum. Let's get some people on the phone to play. On line number one, we've got Kendra. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex this morning?
Team Alex.
All
Kendra
right.
Lamar. Oh, wait.
Kendra. All right. Let me lock you in there, Kendra. Let me go to line number two this morning. Tabitha, you're on Team Joe.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for listening and calling on in.
Good morning.
All right. Make sure you're not on speakerphone in case you are. Let's go here today. I believe, is it gentlemen first today for catchphrase?
Yeah, why not?
All right, then we'll go first here. Tabitha, you and me got to rock this. Guess your booty off, okay? And Kendra, make sure you're nice and quiet in the background as we begin to play the game.
Okay.
Okay. We'll psych myself up, getting ready. All right, I'm feeling good, feeling great. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. This is something like when you discover stuff, like it's a class in school, like you learn about, oh God, this is terrible clues, I'm sorry. It has to do with oh my gosh, why can I not think? Bill Nye did a lot with this stuff, this type of thing. You got to guess, please guess something.
The science guy.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Not an adult, but what do adults have? Like a baby is a what?
Infant.
No, these are you have a boy, a girl, these are my...
Toddlers.
But they're
children.
Older. Yes, there we go. T-Rex, what was it? It was a...
Dinosaur.
The cost to get into a place. It's the...
Fee, ticket amount.
No,
Admission.
Yes, okay. We're on planet...
Earth.
You go and see elephants and animals at the...
Zoo.
No, it's you paid it. I probably cost you the game. I'm sorry.
You got 5.
That
points,
was
Joe.
That was all my fault
five
right there.
5 points.
Circus. Wow. I kind of blacked out for a second. I couldn't say the word clues for science.
Yeah, Bill Nye's a good clue.
I know. Thinking is hard, Joe.
After a half an hour or so.
Sometimes it hurts. All that stuff going, it just hurts.
I don't know what happened, but I know it's Alex's turn with Kendra. Are you two ready to roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming down in 3, 2, go.
All right. Whenever you are scrolling through something on the internet, you're clicking through pictures. It's a photo
gallery.
Yes. This is what you throw. You throw this sharp thing to stab somebody.
A knife?
No. You harpoon a whale. Yes. This is similar to what Joe said about science class. You might do some chemistry in a
chem lab.
The second part.
Laboratory.
The short version of that.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, whenever you bust a move, you are?
Dancing?
Yep, but without the last part.
Dance.
Yes. This is what you find. Buried?
Treasure?
Yeah, but plural.
But what?
Never mind. Okay, whenever you go to school and you're learning things, you're getting a?
Education?
Yes, and some... That's how I don't know how to. Why do all of these have S's and stuff on the end? It's educational. That's hard to get someone to say.
Educational. That's the word. It's educational.
I know.
It's catchphrase. You say it, you convince them to say
treasures
the word.
Treasures instead of treasure. All right. How'd we do?
It's 5 points for Joe and Tabitha, 5 points for Alex and Kendra. We are going to OT.
Okay, Tabitha, I'm going to try to do better. We got to get through this, okay? Because the way this works, it's going to be not only who gets the most, because we could all get 10 of them, but who does it the quickest, okay? So we got to focus. You just keep on doing yourself, shake off that first one, and I will go coming down with you in 3, 2, go. Oh, I love this. It's something you get. It's got cheese, and you dip it. What are these? Like, you get them at the...
Queso.
No.
Chip.
Yeah, no, but Mexican.
Mexican chip. Doritos.
Hold on. Stop. We'll skip it. Okay. You put this on ketchup and mustard on this thing at the ballpark or whenever you eat it. It's a...
Hot dog.
Yep. Okay. Can I get some cotton?
Candy.
It's something in the road. It's a type of beard, too. It's like a line. It's a...
Road stripe.
Yes. Just that last word you said. Say it again.
Stripe.
Yep. Okay. What? Sorry. I got it wrong. Okay. I did it wrong. Here we go. The word I meant to say was like you go to this kind of a club, women take their clothing off.
Strip club.
Okay. That'll work. Something you do not put pineapple on. It's round. You put, there's like cheese and sauce on it. It's something you eat.
Pizza.
Messed up. I couldn't read. I thought it was strip and it was stripe. I don't know why I can't read today. Like, it's really, really bad. I'm sorry.
You and Tabitha got 3 right in 42 seconds.
All right, Alex, are you and Kendra ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is what you drink in the summertime.
Lemonade?
Yes. You eat this. It's a snack, and it's crunchy.
Chips?
Yes. And the opposite of hot dog.
Hamburger?
Yeah, the second part.
Burger?
Yep. This is another word for soda that Northerners say.
Pop?
Yes. And you put this on...
That's a win.
I got
it's
it.
Already done. Yeah.
You won. Yay!
Yay! Tabitha, I'm so sorry today. You deserve better than that.
That's okay.
All right. Jeez.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Congratulations to Team Alex and Kendra. You're getting a family four-pack to the Children's Museum. Check out the 12 permanent exhibits, including American Pop. This is crazy. Pop culture. It's the second largest Batman collection in the world, within world clothing, music, toys, TV, and film, literature, comic books. So many cool things. All right. Well, then, hey, you're going to get 3 tickets, Tabitha. I'm sorry, Kendra.
For me?
And we're going to give 1 to Alex,
yay!
Okay?
Okay.
It's been an interesting week. On Monday, Alex got flowers dropped off here at our Radio Now studios and thought, wow, like, what a nice gesture. You know, like, who was it from? How sweet. Oh, look, there's chocolates, too. There was 9 red roses and 1 black flower. And then Wednesday, that's where we're at today, we might have a whole different situation. We might actually have a stalker on our hands and need to get law enforcement involved. Kind of a disturbing update, Alex, this morning, as we weren't planning on talking about this. I mean, at least I was, and I thought it was interesting the first couple of days. And we called yesterday, Shadeland Flowers or Flower Company, and we asked them who sent them. And only thing we could find out is that it was sent from somebody named Malachi. That was the name they have, but we don't know when they were ordered or purchased or sent.
Or if it's a fake name.
Yeah, I mean, which is true. I could say, oh, my name's Jim Bob. Like, okay, Jim Bob sent you flowers.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit uneasy noticing that there were 8 red flowers and then 1, or is it 9?
9
red flowers and 1 black rose, which is kind of unnerving. And then the letter itself, like the riddle, which is all over Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook Radio Now 100.9, that was unnerving. And so, yeah, I mean, at first it's like, ooh, I got flowers and chocolate. I wonder who they're from. And then I'm like looking closer. I'm like, this is a little weird. And the fact that I'm not talking to anybody seriously. I mean, I even went so far as to text ex-boyfriends being like, did you send me these flowers as a joke? And they're like, no, crazy.
How many, not making fun of it, but how many people, because you were concerned, did you text?
I texted a lot of people. I texted that guy that I went on that crappy double date, first date with, Mr.
5?
Phony Baloney. I texted the girl that set us up. I said, would he do this? She said, no, absolutely not. I even asked him. So she had already asked him. A bunch of my best friends from home were texting me like, Alex, this really worries us. Like, who is this from? I didn't know. I texted my ex-boyfriend that was my date for my best friend's wedding over the weekend. And he was like, no, absolutely not. I didn't. Like, there's no one else that I've talked to. I went through my recent Bumble matches to see if I've matched with anyone named anything that starts with a K because of the clue on the letter or their name Malachi. Nobody. There's no one in my Instagram DMs. I mean, there's no one. I even looked at my Instagram followers, so I don't know who it is. But what really is weird is the phone call that we got, which Joe's going to play for you in a second. Well, we didn't get it. Hunter did. He does the show after ours every day on Radio Now. And so Hunter got a phone call, and because we're in a radio station, all of our phone calls record. We don't have caller ID here, which we've said a bunch of times before, but we can like record every call. So Joe's going to play that, and I want you to hear this guy's voice and tell me what you think and call us at 317-239-1009. But before I was able to hear the call, I was very, very scared. And I went to our boss and I was like, look, this is the deal. This is what's happening. Not only did my boss get involved, our direct boss, but then his boss even got involved. And there was a meeting yesterday of them asking me if I was even comfortable coming into work in the morning, if we need to have security outside of our building, if we need to get the IMPD involved to see if this is a stalker situation. And what really aggravates me, like to the point that I could cry because I get, when I'm so angry, I want to cry, is that some women on our Facebook page on Radio Now 100.9 had the audacity to comment that I was making this up for attention and ratings. I can assure you, as a female who's a public figure and how, you know, we have thousands of listeners every day that I have no idea who they are and they know personal details about my life. If I'm receiving anonymous roses and things, of course, I'm immediately going to be nervous. And it really, really pissed me off that some women were going to comment and say that I would be so low as to make something up like this that could be potentially serious if this person is a threat that could mean me harm. Why in the world would I do that? And I think that that says terrible things about you as a person to think that I, as another female, would trivialize what could potentially be a stalker situation or serious situation that real women go through. Like, I don't know why, but that, like, triggered me so much. It made me so mad that, like, the first thing people want to say is if a woman says a man is making her feel a little bit uncomfortable, is like, you're making it up for attention. I can assure you, because all of us here at Radio Now were questioned, were we not yesterday? Are any of you guys, be honest, making this up as a joke?
We all got questioned by our boss and then our higher up supervisor in the company because they take security very serious. And for me, honestly, Alex, like, I hope you're not mad at me. I didn't think you were like seeking attention, but I thought like, what
is she pulling a prank on us?
Is she pulling a prank? It's Halloween, or I'm like, oh, and I still think me. I hope I'm right, actually. I still think this is a prank from someone that,
innocent. So,
that we know. I don't think this person is going to physically harm anybody, but I thought it was somebody on our staff that did this.
I did too.
Or somebody in the building. I thought maybe you did it, or even thought, I mean, producer MYK is a creative guy. Like, maybe he's trying to do something kind of, you know, fun for the show, like, you know, Halloween style, getting into the mode, maybe.
But we're not.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit nervous until I heard this phone call, which you can go ahead and play, Joe.
I'm actually going to play it in just 1 second. I wanted to get some of the...
Oh, yes, that update.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the tweets and talk about what happened with that.
So I was thinking this guy could be creepy until the call, and I heard his voice, and I was like, well, maybe he doesn't sound so creepy, but this happened yesterday. All of a sudden, we started getting tweets.
Yeah, we got tweets, and it's Alex Secret Admirer, so... He didn't want to go with Alex's. He just went with Alex Secret Admirer.
Probably all that was available.
Alex's taken, probably.
Do you think Alex's Secret Admirer was already held by somebody else
there?
And let's see here. He says, hi, Alex. It's Malachi. The black rose is significant, but it does not symbolize death, and there are no intentions of harm. The number of roses is also significant, and the K for clue, K-L-U-E, does stand for the first letter of a name. Good luck figuring out smiley face. I'll be sending a new clue every week until the time is right to reveal myself, ...
Which then, it's when I got those tweets that my boss was like, all right, we need to start looking at this very seriously, before I had heard the call, because that was creepy.
And we actually, like you said, we have the call. This person called into Hunter's show yesterday, sometime after we left, because we were here yesterday till about 11 o'clock, so Hunter comes in at 12, so sometime we just missed
10.
It, apparently. So, well, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm so mixed up. This is such... I don't know what's going on here with this thing, but we're going to play the audio next on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll hear what we heard, and then we're going to want to talk to you, too, and kind of get maybe theories that you have, your thoughts.
Based on the Twitter that this person made, which you can find through our Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and the phone call, and once you hear his voice, what you think.
Alex, on Monday, got dropped off some beautiful roses. We thought they were 10 red roses. So actually, we thought they were a dozen, but looks like they went cheap. Only 10 roses. 9 were red, 1 was black, and a note was attached. Alex, what does that original note still say up there?
It says, to Alex, most roses are red as the sky is blue, but in this case, I left you a clue, spelt with a K, your secret admirer.
Now there's a Twitter being out there. It's Alex, secret admirer, that is following you. And a lot of people were attacking Alex like, oh, look at her. She loves the attention. Well, Alex didn't create that. We actually spoke to our boss and then our higher-up supervisors in the company dealing with security and all that. And they're like, is this real or not? And it's not. Like, fake. This is totally real. I didn't do it. MYK didn't do it. Nobody in our staff did it. We had an email sent out to the entire staff of our company, like in Indy, saying, is anybody responsible for this or no? Because if so, speak up now so that we know, because they actually had to go to like higher up with this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird situation we're at right now. We're actually going to play some of the audio in just 1 second of a guy that called in to Hunter's show yesterday after we were there, claiming to be Alex's secret admirer. But Liv the Web Girl, we got some social media this morning. Yeah. What are people saying so far?
Nicole said, Alex, my theory is that someone from your police class or something from a new thing you may have added to your routine. And then Sarah said, yes, Alex, go off, girl. Drag them. P.S. The stalker thing is creepy, and I hope everything turns out okay.
We got an interesting thing here from Sarah, who messaged us. I just pulled this up on Radio Now 100.9. She says, I had a thought the other day. Maybe it's the guy, if you remember, who was caught touching himself to Alex's picture on Instagram.
Ew.
And the girlfriend called in, and the girlfriend called in complaining about it. Or maybe it's that girl, Devin, that was pretending, or whoever. Wasn't somebody trying to pretend to be you at clubs months
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, that girl Haley said it was her friend, but we don't know who the friend is.
Okay. Ooh. I mean, these are all great theories, because these all slipped my mind, so thank you guys for that.
I do want to say, I know it's not anyone from my police class. I doubt it, because as far as the officers go anyway, and like the canine officers at Fisher's Police Department, they're all married. Trust me, I asked.
Do you think the dog did it? The canine dog is like, woof, woof, woof.
No, it's not the dog. The dog's name doesn't start with a K, I don't think.
All right, listen to this audio right here, then call us at 317.
The dog's name does start with a K.
Not canine. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you're a genius. Listen to this audio. This person called into Hunter's show yesterday and claims to be Alex's secret admirer. And let us know once you hear this, 317-239-1009, what you think. All right, are you ready for this, Alex? You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hi, is this Hunter?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, so this is a message for the Joe and Alex show.
All right, what you got?
I understand that Alex is a secret admirer.
She does. Have you seen the roses?
I have not seen the roses, but I did order the roses.
You did?
Yes, yeah. So my name is Malachi, and I would like her to know that I am her secret admirer. However, I do need to also say that there was no negative meaning or symbolization with the black roses. So apologies for that. Didn't mean to scare her there. The flowers and chocolate, those were sent with the sweetest intentions. And I think I heard that the morning show kind of assumed that the black rose was a clue.
Yeah, is that the clue?
True. Yeah, that is the clue, as is the K, first letter of the name. So expect something, a clue every week, and until it's time to reveal myself, that's about all I can say. So
when do you plan to reveal yourself?
I can't tell you that.
You can't even give us an idea?
No, that's going to ruin the fun.
Fair enough. So it's not a creepy thing, it's an infatuation thing.
It's not a creepy thing, it's a sweet thing, yeah.
All right, that was the end of the call right there. First off, do you recognize, I don't, does anybody here on the show recognize that voice at all from somebody that we've met or talked to or in our personal lives? Because it doesn't sound familiar to me.
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, and the name Malachi, like...
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I still think that's a front right there. Let's talk to Scott on line number one this morning. Scott, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Just kind of...
A little nervous.
Yeah, just wondering.
Like, yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm still hoping this is a prank or a joke, but we don't know, though. And that's a scary thing, because it could totally be that, or it could be something serious.
Right. Well, we'll hope for the best, you know. I think, I don't know, I don't know if it has any meaning or not, but I was looking on Urban Dictionary last night, and there's a... under Urban Dictionary, and I don't know how true it is, but there's a definition of the word Malachi and what it means, and it means a black guy that is very well endowed in a certain area.
What?
And likes to have a lot of fun.
I
posted it on your Facebook page.
Okay.
So.
What's confusing to me is that this guy on Twitter, Alex Secret Admirer, is the Twitter, which is on our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. He says, my name is Malachi. On the call, he just said, my name is Malachi. But then he's like, but the K does stand for a name. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I can't figure that out either, unless, like, he's symbolizing Malachi, but his real name begins with a K.
Right, that's what I don't get.
I'm not quite sure.
But, I mean, after hearing his voice, he doesn't sound dangerous to me. He doesn't sound, and he said it's supposed to be a sweet thing. And here's the thing. I'm very open about the fact that I love, like, true crime and mysteries and all that kind of stuff. So maybe this person is trying to be cute and give me, like, a cute riddle. But obviously, my first thing is going to be, like, I'm a little nervous. Somebody I don't know is sending me, you know, weird flowers and a riddle to solve. Like, that can be scary. But maybe it is supposed to be a cute thing.
But at the same time, though, like, with anything, Alex, it's not always the ones that are crazy outright. You're like, oh, my God, like, don't leave me alone with them. That can do bad things.
Yeah, it's just, like, obviously a red flag that this person created a Twitter called Alex Secret Admirer because, obviously, they want attention for this.
Honestly,
so it's
I'm
like,
sorry.
Are you...
I thought you created it yesterday, and I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No.
I'm like, oh, she's really ratcheting it up for effect. I'm sorry. I really thought you did.
So you were one of them that thought Alex might have made it up?
I thought she might have, yes.
To prank you guys? No.
I'm just being honest. I feel for you. I'm not saying I don't have compassion. Knowing that nobody did that, I thought it was a joke. I honestly thought this was the same thing from like 2 weeks ago when we had a haunted house send us like a creepy box, and it was just like they wanted to promote their stuff. And like,
oh, yeah, the bloody box they sent us with a caution tape
on
it.
Yeah,
right?
And I thought this was like another haunted house attraction, but it's not. And that's why I thought, oh, well, it's something made up.
I also was thinking, okay, is this person on the Twitter in the phone... Is that person not even the same person who sent the flowers? Is this somebody else that wants attention? So they're like, ooh, some guy sent her flowers. I'm going to pretend like it's me.
Now
we've got two weirdos out there. But that person on Twitter was like posting additional clues, by the way, if you go look, because he was like posting things of what the black flower is supposed to represent, which he said means a new journey.
Okay.
And then he also underlined the word Irish on something. So I'm like, okay, so is this guy saying he's a redhead? I don't know.
Do you think it's our sales guy?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Was there anything in the bio of the Twitter?
Let me see.
What if it's our sales guy?
I'm wondering if, you know, somebody created a page that says, not Malachi, parody account.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Laura.
Laura, what did you want to say here about our latest update with these flowers?
So I have a theory. Alex, do you know anyone that's like a graphic designer or a graphic artist?
No.
Okay, because... In the graphic world, black is symbolized by the letter K. It's CMYK, stands for black.
Ooh, okay.
So I thought maybe that could be part of it. And maybe this Malachi guy is just making stuff up. I'm not sure.
Hey, leave MYK out of this.
Yeah, yeah. What are you trying to say?
Okay, this is weird, you guys. So somebody tweeted, I don't know if the name has anything to do with the clues, but Malachi is Hebrew and means my angel. This person quoted that tweet.
You're my angel.
you're my darling, baby.
This person said she's onto something. And then this guy, 17 hours ago, tweeted a gif of Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and then the Hunchback, and the Hunchback says, I'm a monster, you know. So now I'm like, this guy's weird. It's a weirdo.
He's a hunchback.
If he's tweeting things that say, I'm a monster, you know, that makes me go back to this guy's weird. Sorry.
No, I'm agreeing. That's what I'm thinking.
I think, like, if somebody wants to send me on, like, a scavenger hunt, treasure hunt, riddle hunt, whatever, with flowers, like, that's one thing. But then to make a Twitter about it and all that makes it a little bit too much for me.
317-239-1009. I want to take a few more calls on this next... I don't know what to say here on the Joe and Alex Show, but we're going to get to your calls in just 1 second. Alex got 10 flowers on Monday. 9 were red. 1 was black. She got this really weird, like, note, which was supposed to be a clue. This leads to now, like, a secret, well, not secret, but, like, a mysterious follower of Alex on Twitter creating an account now. It's Alex Secret Admirer. And then tweeting out, like, things that look, like, sweet at times, but then, like, creepy saying, I'm a monster. So it's like, what are they doing? This person even called into Hunter's show yesterday, sometime I think around lunchtime or something, and then like left a voicemail. You can hear that right now, not a voicemail, but a call. You can hear that call, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Go right there onto our
Instagram.
On our Instagram, and you can actually hear the audio. It's interesting what we got. Let's go to line 2 this morning and talk to Nate. Nate, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Joe and Alex?
Just confused, man. What do you got?
Okay, so I was thinking a numbers thing because I'm a kind of a numbers cat.
Yeah.
Yesterday was October 3rd. 10 days from now is October 13th, which is Friday the 13th.
Great.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I mean, if they're going to do something, whether it's a prank, Friday, October 13th, within the month of Halloween, could be something that's going to go down. So.
Why am I a magnet for the psychos? Why?
I mean,
even with the guy that sounded nice on the phone, I mean, American Psycho, that dude was charming. He was nice looking.
So was Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy, one of the most famous serial killers of all time, was hot.
Yeah, and the charming dating game killer.
Yeah, and the dating game killer.
I think your attraction to all this murder and death kind of might bring those people with it.
Ugh.
Hey, thank
you. Well, yeah, it could be something to fit in with your, you know, Monday thing that you guys do. But, yeah, Friday 13th, that would be maybe another clue that if he has a given, that could be coming.
Nate, thank you for the call. And just to clarify, I don't like murder and death, so, like, don't come after me.
When I say I'm into murder, I mean true crime. I obviously don't want innocent people to die.
Hey,
just to clarify.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello, is this, like,
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Sorry, I can't see my screen.
Good morning.
What do you want to say, Ambrosia?
I was just going to say the black rose is a demonic evil thing out of love. I got married with black roses, and I've been married for 25 years.
Wait, why did you want to get married with something that symbolized demonic stuff?
Because I was a widow.
Oh, okay.
But for him to say Malachi is a Hebrew name in the Bible.
Okay, you're kind of freaking me out, Ambrosia. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, thank you for the call.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Stop!
Let's go to line number one this morning. Let's talk to Tabitha on the Joe and Alex Show. Tabitha, good morning.
Hey, it's Jessica. Sorry.
Sorry, Jessica. I can't read today. What's up?
It's all right. Hey, okay, Alex, do you remember when you were getting your utilities changed over
and you
had like that super long combo with that guy?
Yeah.
Does this voice sound vaguely familiar? Like, maybe it's that guy?
I don't think, but his name also wasn't Malachi or started with a K. So I know what his name is, and it isn't either of those. So I'm like, I don't think it's him.
Maybe it's an alias.
Stop.
Say an alien?
An alias.
I thought he's an alien.
Well, good luck. I hope you don't get too freaked out, and we don't want to hear about you on Murder Monday.
I know. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
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 Oh, wow.
And you know what's even worse? I tried calling the Fishers Police Department yesterday, talked to a detective about this, but nobody could get back with me. I hope somebody will talk to me. I have my class tonight. I'm going to ask in my class tonight.
Man, I'm worried.
What they think.
I'm worried about this. I hope everything works out right here. Why don't you, I say you lay low with this for a while and...
Well, he said he's going to give us a clue every week, so we shouldn't get any more the rest of the week now.
In theory, yeah. I say we don't bring this up or talk about it unless something else comes about. And
right.
Just, you need to be cautious of stuff. Like, watch where you're going, make sure nobody's following you and all those things, okay?
If you missed the call, please go to Instagram at Joan Alex Show and listen to this and tell me what you think.
All right, go do that right now and check it on out. This is where we want you to feel comfortable to call in and not be judged. We are going to laugh at you, though. Alex will cry, but they're tears of, like, laughter of mocking, sort of.
Yeah, you got to make fun of yourself sometimes, right? Right, Liv?
Right, Liv the Web Girl? Right.
I
feel like Liv the Web Girl does not want to come on there and talk about this. Okay.
It's cute.
So we talk about stuff, obviously, when music's playing. Like, the show doesn't stop. We're constantly talking about ideas and things that are coming up. And I don't remember, Alex, to you exactly how this came up. With Liv the Web Girl, but Liv, like, inadvertently confessed to something that was, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I didn't realize it was this stupid. Let's just get that clear.
Just start from the beginning,
okay?
Please.
Yeah, explain, Liv, exactly what you shared with us.
Okay, so when I was younger, when I would see black and white movies,
mm-hmm.
I just thought that time period was in black and white. Like, I thought, like, stuff that was in black and white that was filmed from the 50s, like, it was just black and white in real life.
Like,
then.
You thought there was no color in the world.
I thought there was no color in the world until, like, colored television. And, like, even, like, the first things that were in color that were in, like, really poor color, like, it was, like, really faded, that's what I thought life was. And I was like, that is so sad. Everything is, like, a dingy yellow.
Wait, Liv, what do you think happened when the world was black and white back in, like, the 50s, the I Love Lucy days? What do you think happened that made the world, like,
just
turn,
like,
colorful?
Modern advancements. I don't know.
It was a modern miracle.
Can I just say that this girl's the only girl on the show that has a college degree?
That's true.
We all have, like, a high school education, if that.
I can't.
I thought this until I was, like, 12.
would say. Till you were 12?
Yeah. Liv!
All right, hold
on.
I
just never thought about it.
So you thought this. Okay. How did you, did somebody like wake you up? How did you discover like, wait, we've always had color? Like, how did you discover
this? I
don't
know. Like, I think it was like just something that was very gradual. Like, you know how you learn about like politics over time and just all of a sudden you like know about it? Yeah. It was something like that. Like, it was just like, I don't remember a significant moment that I remembered. It was just like over time. I was like, oh, well, maybe.
Well, were you one of those people that also thought the Titanic was just a movie and that that wasn't a real catastrophe happened?
No chance I knew that was real movie until I was like 16. And no chance I realized that was real.
She's blonde, by the way. She's blonde.
She's living up to stereotypes right now.
We need you to confess to something stupid. Help Liv feel like she's not the only one. What did you not know for a long time or believe was real that wasn't? 317-239-1009 or tweet us at Joan Alex Show with the hashtag confess to something stupid. I genuinely cannot believe my ears.
And don't worry about topping what Liv said, because there's nobody that's going to say anything dumber than that.
Guys, call in so I don't feel as bad and dumb.
317-239-1009. We will take your confessions and laugh at you next on the Joan Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and we're broadcasting live in quality FM stereo on your dial. We're taking it all the way back into the 1950s when everything was black and white and the world was all right.
The good old days.
The good old days. Yeah, yeah. See, I'm Joe, your host, with my wonderful co-host here, Alex, and our producer, MYK. And the conversation we're having this morning is with Liv the Web Girl, who, wait, okay, I can't do it anymore.
That's great, though. You did a good job.
Thank you. Liv the Web Girl confesses something stupid, and that's what we want you to do, too. 317-239-1009.
We can't. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Back in the day, she used to think that there wasn't color. Like, she saw, like, black and white movies, and she thought, like, eventually, sometime in our human history, we eventually had color like we have now, where we can see every different, like, color.
Like, she thought real everyday life was black and white, and that's why TV was black and white, because there was no color in the world at all.
The whole world was 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
317-239-1009. You can also tweet us and hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on our social media.
Hashtag confess to something stupid.
All right, what do we got this morning? We got anything that we want to get to just yet, or we want to take some phone calls real quick?
All right, so a lot of people said that they feel the same way as Liv. Kylie says, I thought teachers lived at school when I was little. Jen said, up until I was 21, I thought Al Capone and Truman Capote were the same person. And my friend Britt texted me, and she said that when she was really little, she thought that whenever you would play a cassette tape or a CD with music on it, that when you press play, the people were actually performing for her personally. And so she would get upset whenever it was time to get out of the car and like her song was on, because she thought that they were gonna keep playing without her.
Like, or like when you have a CD like without anti-skip, it's like, oh, quit hitting all the bumps, mom and dad. They can't play anymore.
Exactly, the little people, you're hurting them.
Let's go to line number one this morning and talk to Travis. Hey, Travis, what did you want to say?
Hey, I actually wanted to let Liv know that I am not blonde, but I also have a college degree, and I also believe that the whole world was black and white.
Yes, Travis!
You're not alone.
How long did you believe this?
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't one of those things where I, like, said for 3 years I thought this, but it's one of those things, like, you just, until you know, you just don't know. And so whenever you saw that stuff, I thought, man, I would hate to live back in that time whenever there was no color.
Amazing.
Travis, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Rachel this morning. Rachel, what was it for you? Just something stupid you're confessing.
So I also have a college degree, also am not blonde, and when I was younger, my family would watch a lot of football, and I had seen football played before, but I assumed that the first down, like little signs that they have, were painted on the field. Like, I thought someone would run out, paint it on the field, and then they would somehow erase it before the next play. And it wasn't until I was probably, like, 13 that I said, so that's not really on the field. And my best friend looked at me, and she was like, you're an idiot.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Rachel, this morning. We'll go to Kenny this morning. Kenny, what was it for you? Just confess something stupid for us.
Well, my best friend, when I was younger,
her mom thought that on the TV show Incredible Hulk, Bill Bixby actually turned into the Hulk, and she couldn't understand how that they could shrink him down before the next scene in the show. She was an adult. Yeah, she really believed this.
Did she really think he was green, too? Like he had some medical condition where he had green skin?
Yeah, he did. Well, yeah, it was bizarre.
Wow.
And we were little kids, and we knew it was true. Hey, I love you guys' show. I listen every morning, and I'm an old lady.
Hey,
thank you.
You're listening all the way to work.
You're a hot old lady, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are great.
If I was single and something happened to my wife, I'd be hitting you up.
Okay. Hey, I'd take you up on it.
Hell yeah. Hey, thank you for the call. Did I just get hit on?
I think you did.
I like that. All right, let's go to line number four. Stefan on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on with you? Confess something stupid.
Okay, so a friend of mine in high school, we were talking about this over lunch one day, confessed to thinking that dust is what happened when air got old. So it just got heavy, and then it became solid, and then it covered everything.
What?
Yeah.
That's an interesting take on it. I never knew for the longest time that, like, dust was actually dead skin. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dust everywhere is just like we have a bunch of dust up in our studio. Look at all that dead skin above us right there, guys. Isn't
that
gross?
Wait, but it's only dead skin?
Yeah.
Like, there's not, I thought there was other, like, dirt particles
no,
and stuff.
Dust
it's
is,
only dead skin.
Dust is 100% dead skin. Like, when you go to a retirement community,
ew,
that's why they're so dusty, because the people are dying so
ew
much. They're getting so old.
That's disgusting.
It's a fact. You can look it up.
I don't know about 100%.
Take my word. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. If you got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. I just... Liv the Web Girl, thank you for being open and honest, because I think we had a great conversation, and I bet there's a lot of people that didn't even call in this morning. They're like... wow, I had that same thing, too.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always here to relate with the stupid comments.
Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, remind me never to let Liv watch my dogs or anything. I'm worried about something bad could happen to them. If you've got anything else that you can confess to us.
Someone says you need to watch the movie Pleasantville, Liv.
Yes, that's the movie I was thinking of.
I've actually gotten that before. Anytime I've ever, like, confessed that, which has only been, like, two other times, people have told me that.
Have you watched it?
No.
Go. Okay, we're giving you a homework assignment.
Yeah, yesterday Joe's homework was to watch Mean Girls. You have to watch Pleasantville.
And then give us an update and tell us, it's like, this is exactly what I thought happened.
Well, get it on iTunes or something.
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, we'll reimburse you. Well, I hope the company does. Joe's Need to Know News, just interesting stories I find. Sometimes it's real news, or just sometimes it's just really stupid stuff. This guy, I wonder if this has ever happened to anybody here on the show or listening. If it's happened to you listening, can you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know where you're at and what went down? But a professional runner, well, he let it all hang out during a marathon. This happened in Slovakia. I don't know if you guys saw this video or not.
Oh, I watched it this morning.
Did you?
The uncensored one. Yeah, I did.
That's
I
what I was laughing
it
about. You had to take a peek of it?
Yeah.
You see what's going down?
I did.
The guy
you
was
checked out in Slovakia.
I did.
Hey, how you doing? He was sprinting the last leg of a race when his wiener fully exposed in front of cheering fans. I don't think they were cheering like, wiener, wiener, wiener.
Oh, I think they were in their minds.
Were you impressed?
Yeah. When was the last time you experienced accidental nudity, by the way?
Awkward. It was at Christmas a couple of years ago, opening presents. And my left, what's the word I should say?
Biscuit.
Egg.
I'm a guy.
Biscuit.
Egg. You said left. I don't know. Is it an egg?
Guys have two of them. I'm
yeah.
A, okay.
Yeah,
your
yeah
left bean.
My left
bean.
Your jelly
you
bean.
My left marble. My left marble came out of my boxer shorts, like out of my gym shorts. So I had to tuck
who was
that
there?
Grandma.
Oh!
My mom, my stepdad, and my brother and his fiance.
Oh my gosh. Who told you that it was out?
My brother's fiance.
Oh my gosh. He's not even one of the real family members.
Yeah, yeah. So
were you so embarrassed or did you think it was funny?
I was embarrassed. I mean, but it happens though. I'm sure people have I bet girls have boobs pop out all the time.
Mm.
Or things slip. Like you might see a little something. Maybe like a full boob pop, but you never had like your shirt accidentally adjust and like a little something got shown?
I don't think so.
Or like bathing suit stuff, like when you're in the water at a water park. Oh, I bet that
yeah,
happens
that's happened
all the time. So, but the guy finished. He actually had his best time ever, his personal record. He cut 20 seconds off of his off of his previous record time. So maybe he should let it be open and more aired out. Today's a special day, and I don't know how this is happening on a Wednesday, but today is National Taco Day, and it's also National, I believe, Tequila Day. I was like, how's that not on a Tuesday? You think you'd have both on a Tuesday. A new survey found 95% of Americans like tacos. Where are the other 5% of people?
Me.
Here's
what?
One right here.
I don't like tacos.
You are the 5%.
I am.
You don't like a hard taco?
Liv is
shook.
I just don't even know if I can work here anymore. What the hell, Alex?
I'm sorry.
I'm really picky and I don't like cheese. I don't like any Italian food or Mexican
food. You don't have to have cheese on a taco.
But it's just like the spices. First of all, hard shell tacos gross me the heck out.
Do you like nachos?
No.
Have you had nachos?
I don't like.
Hold on.
Answer
the question.
Alex, you had nachos?
No, I won't eat them. They have cheese on them.
Okay.
But they have cheese. All the things that goes on a taco. So, like, the only thing if I was going to eat a taco that I would have would be a soft tortilla with hamburger meat in it. That's not a taco. You know what I mean? Because I won't eat peppers. I won't eat lettuce. I don't eat anything that's in a taco. So, like, I don't eat sour cream. There's nothing.
You want to have a chicken taco?
I've had a quesadilla, but when I get a quesadilla, I only have them put plain chicken with absolutely nothing else, no peppers or anything, on a soft tortilla. I remember growing up, my family would go to a Mexican restaurant and stuff, I would be sending back, because I would say plain chicken only in a quesadilla, nothing else. I would have to send it back like 10 times, because nobody understands that at any restaurant. When I say totally plain, nothing else, they would send it, and then it would be chicken and peppers. I'd be like, no, only chicken.
Do you say no cheese in your quesadilla?
I say that on anything that I order anywhere.
So no cheese in your quesadilla?
If I get chili somewhere, I'm like, no cheese.
Alex, just say it again out loud so it makes sense. When you get a quesadilla, what do you have on it?
Only chicken on a soft taco.
It's quiet in here.
What is the problem?
Well, I just want to know, when you don't eat lettuce, what's the last vegetable you've eaten?
Some green beans. From a can? No, I had corn on Sunday.
From a can?
Oh my God.
Yeah, from a can.
All right. Well, that's
what?
That's one way to celebrate National Taco and Tequila Day.
I'm saying you guys celebrate for me. More for you.
All right. We will. I'm going to go to get my quesadilla today without the cheese. Yeah. Those are the best quesadillas.